Adam Peacock joins us. We now have our dream final, I guess, France and Argentina, Adam, but the dreams of Morocco gone.
Yeah, morning, Steve. And by the way, I can't wait to not watch that tonight with the Royals. But anyway, we move on. We'll focus on the football, shall we?
We will.
The Moroccans, fantastic story. And look, they threw everything at France this morning. France are this weird side that they've got all these highly paid, high-profile players, but they come up with tradesman-like performances. It's nothing flash, and then bang, one of their heroes or one of their big stars does something brilliant, and then they're ahead in the game, and then they're 2-0 up, and Morocco will probably turn around this morning going, we outplayed them for long stretches. But yeah, the fairy tale story is over, and we've got ourselves Mbappe v Messi, France v Argentina to decide it all on Sunday night.
Only problem is it's 2 o'clock in the morning, but we'll have to put that to one side. Most of us are probably going to be on holidays, me included, so why not get up and have a look? You're the first one to alert me, Adam, to Mbappe and how good he is. And since you did that, I've watched a couple of times, and boy, he's a Rolls Royce. I was talking to Waleed Ali about it, who's a huge soccer fan. He agrees with you that this guy could be the best in the world.
Like if his body holds up, like his game is built on his acceleration and his ability to make an opponent look very, very slow, very, very quickly. And that's what he's been like since the age of 19. Now, if he cops a couple of injuries, that slows him down. It's not like a Messi who has got this brilliant understanding of the game. He can think his way through. More down the path of Ronaldo, who has made himself into a footballer on the basis of his physical gifts, and he's improved on them. Now, Mbappe with the ball at his feet is very, very good. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that he's blinking an eye. Ability to turn a game, like the quick movement today to shake off his opponent Hakimi, who he plays with at PSG in Paris, to turn and then open up space. That very few can do that in that amount of time and that amount of
pity space. We're not going to see him play EPL or Serie A or in Spain, isn't it?
Yeah, he might end up in Spain because he grew up a Real Madrid fan, but I can't see PSG letting him go. As long as they're owned by the Qataris and they've got all the money in the world that they do have, he'll be given what he needs there in Paris to furnish his lifestyle, put it that way.
Got to love the French blaming England for their players getting the flu.
Oh, really? Didn't see that.
Yes.
Look, it is going around absolutely everywhere over there. And with a lot of the Australian journalists, I've been one of the very few that have come back and been okay, but people going down with influenza A and desert flu, they call it, and COVID as well. It's flying around everywhere over there. But now the French looked okay. They looked like they'd taken their butter menthols this morning, put it that way.
Who wins?
Oh, I think Argentina, actually. I think that the way that Argentina can make it into a scrap, and if France are going to be passive like they were for very long periods of time this morning, I think Argentina can come up with the moments and ride the emotional wave that they'll have behind them in a 90,000-seater stadium predominantly filled with Argentinians.
Wanting to give a World Cup to Messi.
Yeah, that's the accusation that everyone says, it's set up for Messi, but France are good enough to spoil that on any given day, but I just think Argentina.
Croatia, Morocco, who wins that?
Oh, yeah, they probably all play their second teams to give everyone a go. But probably the Moroccans. They'll want to aim up for all their supporters there in Doha. So they played really well this morning, and Croatia were well off against Argentina. So on the basis of the two semi-finals, I think Morocco on that one.
So much. Thanks so much for your help through the tournament. It's been wonderful to be able to talk to you both in Qatar and back here in Sydney. Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, Steve.
Good on you. Mark. Adam Peacock from Code Sports.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. For more of the news that affects you, download the Listener app and search Australia Today. Listener.